Lights, please.
This being Christmas Eve in a house with love in it.
Once upon a time, when we were babies, our parents made a conscious decision to deceive us. They created a bunch of fairy tales, like Santa Claus and Baby Jesus, to give us kids false hope and to comfort themselves as they approach death. But Santa isn't real. Jesus isn't real. Heaven doesn't exist. It's all a bunch of bullshit. When we die, our bodies lie rotting in the earth, and worms and bugs eat at our remains and shit us out into little bits of nothing. That's all we are, little bits of nothing. Christmas isn't about giving love or the birth of a savior. It's about moving merchandise and false sentiment. It's about dumbass cocksuckers like Charlie Brown running around all night trying to buy a goddamn tree that was cut down before it even had a chance to grow. And what do you have to show for it, Charlie Brown? You bought a dead tree. You bought a dead fucking tree, Charlie Brown. You are unable to perform even the simplest of tasks. You embody all that is wrong with the Christmas holiday. In fact, you deserve to die, Charlie Brown. God is dead. Hail Satan. Charlie Brown must die.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is number 102 and it's the Not Quite Christmas show. It's not quite Christmas. Not quite. Bah humbug. Hail Satan.
Yeah!
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 102, and this is the Christmas show, or the not quite Christmas show, and that's the most Christmassy non-Christmas song I could find. And there'll be quite a few Christmassy non-Christmas songs, i.e. anti-Christmas songs or bar humbug songs, and I have to say, I'm trying to get my value for money for my sleigh bells. I have to say, if you're not looking forward to Christmas, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And if you are looking forward to Christmas, bar humbug. Oh, a man with a dangerous label. Yeah. In previous years, I've done stuff which is like the bar humbug mix, which is now back up. And also things that are usually Christmassy, but with the twist. And this will not be the exception. Although there's going to be a lot of kind of like, it's almost like a best of things that I like at the moment. Back to bar humbug. It went really, really well. Ended up with more than half full, which for kind of like December the 13th, sort of 2 weeks, or less than 2 weeks before Christmas, is pretty good going. We had quite a crowd, really. We had the Bears back again to see Jeb, who did a really good performance, did It's Percussion, a really good rap. And it was when it started, I went, I recognise this. And he started rapping, and I was like blown away because I didn't realise he could rap so well. So I think he did three or four numbers. And then we did the Piece de Resistance, which is what I bought the sleigh bells for, which is TBC Pound System. I might remember it from last year. We did Losing My Sledge, which is a spoof on Leslie Sound System's Losing My Edge. I remashed it up with various bits and bobs, and you might hear that later in the show. So first I have to play a track, and this is kind of dedicated to Eric Clapton, who rocked the place at Bar Humbug, and he played this, and I realised how Christmassy it is, because it does have sleigh bells in it. You wouldn't think about it, it has sleigh bells in it. Towards the end, we had to play more known stuff because we were getting people having a go because they didn't know what we were playing. They didn't seem to like mashups, so we had to play more recognisable stuff. We still had a lot of fun. We did one-on-one, so I was playing a track, he was playing a track, and when he played this, it was like, oh my god, this is the best track ever. And so it's Super for Animals, which both I and Eric love so much, and The Man Don't Give a Fuck. Very appropriate for the very Christmas commercial season, which has almost driven me mad, I have to say that. And I missed my last posting for my card, which is annoying. But yes, it's almost driven me mad. I almost lost the plot. It was the weekend of Scott's birthday, then we went out to Ducky, just kind of rushing around trying to get everything done while doing that. It was just like, there'll be more songs relating to that later. But first, yes, it's Super Animals. Ow, 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 I'm dead now.
Spent some nights in stormy weather. Under clouds of my dilemma. Now there's nothing much to do. It's a time locked in front of televisions. Staring back at me, just waiting for the microwaves to wash me to
we'll be right back.
Christmas and all that bollocks.
We'll be right back. Oh, need contact right there.
Have you seen my little red-nosed reindeer anywhere?
No. Oh, wait, yes. I believe I saw him leaving. Mentioned something about running away, too.
Oh, no.
You seem awfully attached to that deer. What's going on between you two?
Nothing. It's just that it's so cold and dangerous out there. A little guy might get hurt.
Well, then go and look for your friend, because, as the song goes...
Not again.
Friendship's like a knot log filled with happy love. Made with cheese and almonds, it fits your tummy like a glove.
You are driving me crazy! Ah, fuck it out of here.
Cake arriving through the mail. Hey, wait! Where are you going? I have 27 more verses to go!
So, Santa set out after his special reindeer. But by this time, Rudolph was far, far away.
Halt! Who goes there?
Us, of course! Who'd you think?
Oh, well, then that's okay. Okay! And who, may I ask, are you?
Well, we're Rudolph, and Hermie, and you got Cornelius. But who are you?
She was more like some fat old whore from a lizard bar. I said, hey, fatso, seen you before at the midnight sun.
Who could dance on the floor in the round?
At the midnight sun.
Who could dance on the floor?
He gave me his name as Santa Claus and $50. Said Mrs. Claus was menopause and not much fun.
Who would dance on the floor and around?
Mama always told me, don't believe in Santa Claus. He's nothing but a dangerous hood. But he promised me presents and a ride in a sleigh. If I would just be good and do what he said.
Santa Claus, he was my lover. He's just a girl with a big white beard. But the reindeer's kind of weird. I can't handle the beard. But the reindeer was too weird.
Jacked up at the North Pole, it was mighty cold. One night I said, Santa, you are old, but I am young.
And I want to get down and boogie around and have a good time with all my friends and get crazy out on the dance floor.
I was naughty and nice. He made a list and he checked it twice.
Checked it twice?
Checked it twice?
Got pissed off and threw me a punch, but he was drunk. He said, I'll put you back where you come from, you little punk. And we drove down to the corner, Westheimer.
Mama always told me, don't believe in Santa Claus. And he treated me just like she said he would. But he promised me presents and a ride in a sleigh. If I would just be good and do what he said. He was my lover. He's just a girl with a big white beard. But the reindeer's kind of weird. Santa Claus, he was my lover. He's just a girl with a big white beard. But the reindeer's kind of weird.
was my lover. She's just a girl with a big white beard. But the reindeer's kind of weird. I can't handle the beard. But the reindeer really got weird.
I can handle it. I can handle the beard. The beard's nothing. But when Rudolph comes in there and starts rubbing my back with his antlers, he's got this weird furry thing that sticks out from his chin. He likes to have it scratched. He's got this red nose that lights up every time he gets excited. He's always running around. He shits on the floor. Nobody ever cleans up around the place. Santa Claus is pretty fat and ugly himself. I mean, yeah, he's loaded. He's got lots of money and all kinds of stuff. But I mean, shit, I don't want to know how to lie.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle all the way.
Yeah, I'm losing my sledge. I'm losing my sledge. The kids are lobbing snowballs from behind. I'm losing my sledge. I'm losing my sledge. To the kids in snow pants from North London. But I was there. There in 1968, I was there for the first canned snow in Cologne. I'm losing my sledge. I'm losing my sledge. To the kids, footsteps I hear when they crunch through the snow. I'm losing my sledge. To the internet shoppers who can tell me every bargain on every good website, from eBay to Amazon.co.uk. I'm losing my sledge.
A sleighing song.
I'm losing my sledge. To the kids in Manchester, in Berlin, and Brooklynites in little ski jackets. And borrowed stocking caps from a holiday rave. But I'm losing my sledge. I'm losing my sledge. I left it there. I left it over there. My sledge. I'm losing my sledge. I can hear the footsteps in the snow behind my back. But I was there. I was there in 1974 for a Sandland Elf casting call at Macy's in New York City. I was working on the sleigh bell sounds with much patience. I was there when Bob Geldof started up Band-Aid. I told him, they don't know it's Christmas, this Christmas time. I was there. I was the first guy playing Bing Crosby to the Rock Kids. I played it doo-doo-doo. Everybody thought I was crazy. We all know. I was there. I was there. I've never been wrong. I used to work as a supermarket Santa. I had more presents than anyone. I was there at the North Pole with Santa Claus. I was there in Norway during the great elf-reindeer clashes. I woke up naked on fake snow in a department store window display in 1988. But I'm losing my sledge. To portly little people with better hair and less clothing, who are actually really, really cold.
Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits rise. Slaying song tonight.
I heard you have a compilation of every good Christmas song ever done by anybody. Every great song by Dean Martin. All the underground hits. All the Jingle Cats tracks. I heard you have a vinyl of every Steel Knock record on German import. I heard that you have an MP3 of every seminal Christmas mashup hit, 2003, 04, 05. I heard that you have a CD compilation of every good Frosty cut and another box set of Rudolph. I hear you're buying a fake beard and snow machine and throwing your plastic palm trees out the window because you want to make something real. You want to make a waitress's record. I hear that you and your band have sold your sledge and bought snowmobiles. I hear that you and your band have sold your snowmobiles and bought sleighs. I hear everybody that you know is more festive than everybody that I know. But have you seen my Christmas records? Bing Crosby with David Bowie, the way he says! Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Slade, Wizard, U2, the Jingle Cats, Elvis Presley, Sinatra, Donna Washington, Doris Day, Man on Steve Roller, the Pogues, featuring Kirstie McCall, Harry Belafonte, Brenda Lee, Toto Bennett, Elton John, Run DMC, Bob Rivers, Vince Guaraldi, Sammy Davis Jr., Band-Aid, Almar Lieber, Trans Siberian Orchestra, Gene Autry, Ella Fitzgerald, Irving Berlin, Perry Como, Nat King Cole, Burl Ives, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Charlotte Church, Spider Crawl, Queen, the Chipmunks, Ray Charles, Judy Garland, Harry Connick Jr., Jose Feliciano, the Boston Pops, the Five Golden Rings, Four Calling Birds, Three French Hens, Two Turtle Doves, Johnny Mathis, Madonna, and a Partridge. Tree, a partridge, a partridge, a partridge, in a pear tree.
Yes, that's TBC Pound System. That's me and Jeb, otherwise known as 50 Pound Note. And that's the song we performed live at a Bar Humbug, the second Radio Clash night. And it was a lot of fun. I was on sleigh bells. I even managed to get blisters from sleigh belling all along to that track. And we got cut off halfway through. But actually, then people started dancing like crazy to the backing. So I think the backing works really well. Just cutting up cheesy disco. And I learned a lesson or two about sort of mashing things up. And that was on a CD that was given away free called Bar Humbug CD. And a few of the tracks I'm playing or playing later on were on that CD as well. Before that was Santa Claus Was My Lover by Cultureside. And then a little bit before that was a little clip from The Christmas That Almost Wasn't, which is a spoof of a Christmas animation. A bit like the thing at the start, which is the alternative Charlie Brown Christmas. There's a lot of ones running around YouTube where people have been redubbing various Christmas greats. And there's a link up on the website if you want to read more about that. Then before that, from Peach's album that was released this year, Peach My Bush, that's Do Ya. I heard that recently and I loved it at the time, but I've forgotten how it went into that synth break and I thought, wow, I really like that. And strange that I'm getting more into it because of The Gossip, which is another band I'm into, and also CSS and another band, Data Rock, which is before then was Laurie, which is a tribute to Laurie Anderson, who's married to Lou Reed. And then before that, from the Santastic... I think that's the original Santastic CD. Here's DJ BC's Turbo Sleigh Ride, and there'll be another track from DJ BC, which is from Synastic 2. That's his compilation later on in the show. And then before that, Just for Jeb, because we were dancing to the original at Ducky and going crazy to the Soft Cell original. That's Carter USM's cover of Bedsitter and Torch Medley. And it's I love that a lot. I just kind of was looking around for Bedsitter related songs and I found that because they did a whole really good covers album which I must track down. And when I heard that, I went, and then of course Superfan was with Man Don't Give a Fuck, and I forgot because I'm crap at this. I've only been doing it for 102 shows. I forgot to say that it was Sparks. Thank God it's not Christmas at the start. Which is, as I said, is the most Christmassy, un-Christmassy song ever, probably along with The Man Don't Give a Fuck. And whereas the last track was very Christmassy, I don't know how that slipped through. So now we have a little section by Kirk. This is a message he left on the Clash line, so I hope you enjoy this, and he's got a little dedication.
Hello, you're through to the Clash line, and this is Wolfman Derek. Leave your message after the beep.
Hello, Wolfman Derek. Hello, Radio Clash. It's Kirk here. Yeah, that Kirk, the one from Channel 5's When Kirk's Attack. I would like to put on a request, if I may, and do a big shout-out to the Guildford posse, to Baz, Gaz and Daz, and also Stacey, Macy and Tracy. The song I would like is Just the One by the Levellers. It's not actually a Christmas song itself. It just came out around Christmas, and it's all about overdoing it. And it does actually remind me of this rather delightful Christmas of 95 that I spent round Tim's. And basically, we ate, drank, and laughed and did Wild Wild Women. And it was such pleasant, pleasant memories. Anyway, I would like to take this opportunity to wish Radio Clash and all its listeners a very happy Christmas. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. What is it? It's about 2006 years old now, and you don't look a day over 33, which is funny, because read your Bible. Bye!
Fancy drink, just the one to clear your head. We won't be long, it's a beautiful day to waste away. There's plenty of time for another one. You know you shouldn't do it. Can see no reason why it should blow your mind. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Make mine a short, I'm getting there. But where there is, I couldn't care. Must be something I haven't tried. Perhaps that bottle before my eyes. No, I shouldn't do it. Can see no reason why it should blow your mind. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. And through the haze, the sun goes down, it's getting late. Let's hit the town, call some friends to paint it red. Feed the animal in your head. You know you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blow your mind. Yeah, uh-huh. They throw you out, you hit the night. You go to a club, you feel alright. You get a pill, you take his heart, but take the rest of it for a laugh. No, you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blow your mind. Across the floor, you think you see the one in your dreams, your fantasy. But that last drink has made you blind. You need the bar, but it's hard to find. You know you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blow your mind. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. The brand new game you want to try, go line them up, and it's the first to die. You think you've won, but it's time to leave. Fall back to yours for a cup of tea. You know you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blow your mind. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. When you find your keys, you won't. You spend an hour in search of skins when all seems lost and looking grim. You find the bottle of Christmas gin. You know you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blow your mind. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
wait, so we can afford to die. I'm getting pissed for Christmas, just like the rest of them here. There's no future in this lonely world, so I might as well have a beer.
Christmassy?
Of course it will, you hideous fool!
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell sound, jingle bell sound. Laughing and dancing, jingle bells ground. In the frosty air, they are walking with M&S bags. Doing the jingle bell. The jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime, jingle
say pressure drop. Oh pressure, oh yeah pressure comes to drop on you. I say pressure drop. Oh pressure, oh yeah pressure comes to drop on you. I say and when it drops, oh you got feel it. Pressure, 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 pressure drop. Oh pressure, 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 pressure.
Speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gay year for us, and it's all due to you.
You better watch out, you better
making a list and check. to win.
Simply an incredibly beautiful song. I have to thank Kirk for actually introducing me to that when he was suggesting the Dusty Springfield track on the second birthday show. And that's Going Back by Dusty Springfield. Then before that was two tracks proving that having solo early Michael Jackson vocals are actually incredibly spooky. There's DJ BC with Imagine Santa from Fantastic 2, which of course has got Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Michael Jackson with Imagine, and I think Mark Vidler with his Jacko Under Pressure has proved that just having solo Michael Jackson, even older Michael Jackson, is very spooky. And then before that was iPunks with Black Hole Jackson. They've released a lot of their, I think they had about 4, 5, 12 inches they've released, and they now release them online, so hopefully we'll still have a link to that. Some very, very good MP3s on there, mostly sort of dance floor stuff, but I was surprised to listen to that, because there's usual sort of, some pretty good sort of dance floor sort of tracks, but you can't really do things that are quite mature and sort of subtle on the dance floor. And so I downloaded that. I was like, wow, very impressed by that. Then before that was one of the tracks which has been keeping me sane, which is the Metals Pressure Drop. I bought the Revolution Rock compilation, which is all the tracks, or a lot of the tracks which The Clash covered. So it's got things like strange things on there. Let's go and have a look. But where is it? But where is the CD? Aha. It's got things like Jonathan Richman, One Loves Road on it. Brilliant, of course. Desmond Decker, yep. Kinks, Dead End Street, brilliant track. Roger Miller, King of the Road, oh dear. Anthony Newley, Pop Goes the Weasel, they covered that. But then you've got things like The Ramones, Brit Scree Bop, Junior Mervyn, Police and Thieves, which is one of the reasons why I bought this. Pressure Drop, Booker T, Time is Tight. We'll skip over Thunder Clap Newman. Bobby Fuller 4, I Fought the Law, which is totally different from their version, because they left the gaps in the right places. And I feel that the original actually missed a trick on that one. Danny Ray, Revolution Rock, which, if you didn't know, is where Fatboy Slim sampled the brand new beat for one of the Beats International tracks. And I'm Gideon Trime, things like that. Very, very good. Mose Allison. Very, very good compilation. I highly recommend it. I didn't finish listing everything. Before the Maytals was Uptown Susie by Pilchard. A very good mashup. I think that's from the Winter Mashup album? Something like Wintertastic or something. I'm not exactly sure. Does it say a Winter Wonder Mash? That's it. And then before that, a brilliant track for Jingle Bell Rock. I'm sure it's been done for a radio thing or something like that, but really, really good track. That was on the Bar Humbug compilation. And then a little bit of Invader Zim, which is a cartoon I didn't know about until someone, I think it was Pagan Bear on Live Journal, posted about it. And it was the most horrible Xmas ever. And it's, if you imagine manga, a really mad manga kind of cartoon, but it's actually for kids. It's not really manga itself, but it's got that manga theme of big monsters trying to, big sort of Cybertronic Santas trying to blast another big robot, and all kinds of really weird stuff going on around that, about sort of, mind control and trying to control people, crossed with a kids cartoon, crossed with a Christmas theme. The guy was actually psycho. The guy who did it was psycho. It's really good, but it's like, it only lasted 2 series, and I think that was the end of the second series. And of course, before that was Getting Pissed for Christmas, Peter and Testry Babies. I have to thank Lee Akhenlotic, I don't know if I ever pronounced that right, from the iMotorAway podcast. He included that in the latest iMotorAway podcast, or the naughty list that he does every year, and that was very good to include that one. That made it onto the Bar Humble compilation, and then just the one by The Levelers, which was Kirk's choice. So we're getting towards the end of the show, hopefully, because I'm running way out of time, which is why I've been sort of chucking music like crazy. I hope this has sort of become a bit of either you're on Broxing Day or Broxing Day. Yes, when people get together and Brox. Yes, no, I Brox. No, Boxing Day or on Christmas Day. I'm listening to this hopefully, or sometime over the Christmas period. And it's little, as I said, I think 2 years ago, an escape pod. I hope it's easier, a little escape pod, a little sort of different thing away from all the madness of Christmas. Because as I said on the podcast, which I don't know if it's up yet, the Christmas £50 note show with me, Jeb and Scott, it is a bittersweet affair for me. I'm not that screwish about it. I'm going to go off to Chester. I've got my tickets, and me and John are going to stay in a hotel in Chester for a couple of days away from everything, and hopefully there'll be food. Otherwise, if people remember from previous times of going abroad to Catholic countries, John's suggestion, there has been no food on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, which has gone down like a lead balloon with me, because there's one thing I don't want to be over on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve is hungry. So hopefully there'll be food this time, but it'd be interesting to be in the UK for the first time in 8 years for me, and him it's something like 20 years. So maybe it'll be one of these things where we'll remind why we don't do it. So that's going to be fun. I'll be seeing my dad later on after Christmas. I won't be seeing my mother. Oh no. But it'll be good to see my dad and his lady friend sounds a bit dodgy. Sounds like she's not a lady, but no, I'm a lady. No, she is. So that should be good. I should be getting in with John. So probably for sometime between the new year and Christmas, if whatever we can arrange. But I have to say that I've been playing a lot of mashups this show, and I'm going to play a track in honour of all the mashup artists and musicians and podcasters that I've enjoyed this year. I've been dropping a few tracks that are kind of like a bit of a roundup of what I've enjoyed. And I'm going to reel off a few names. The Kleptones, Team 9, Party Ben, A&D, most definitely. Bobby Martini, Agro One. Lionel Vinyl, they're probably older stuff. Mark Vidler, Go Home Productions, again not as prolific as he used to be, many more. I've probably met the Who Boys. Okay, I gotta forget the Who Boys. Hello. And to say, the Who Boys set that I saw recently, I don't know if I mentioned it, was one of the best sets I saw this year. They did a set at Shunt, and the first half of that set was really probably one of the best sets I've seen this year. Very, very good. One to watch, because they usually play their own music, but they start dropping in, like the podcast, they start dropping in tracks they like from the podcast, and that really works. It's very, very good. It's I really enjoyed it. And the Eric Clapton set, as again, his set that he did at Bar Humbug promotion was one of the best I've seen. Very, very, very good. You know, it's kind of almost works better in a bar, but it worked really well in San Francisco as well. And also Pete Juxtaposer's set. I have to give a big shout out to the Wobcast people. And Pete Juxtaposer, he was another set I saw this year. It's probably the top three sets I've seen that have been like, oh my god. I know he said that it wasn't that well, you know, he said on Gaibo it wasn't that well mixed, which is absolute bollocks. It's like, you know, it's this tune choice was like amazing. So yes, I've then propelled loads of names at you, a bit like the last show. I'm going to play a track in honour of them, because, you know, they are, well, this sentiment, they are though it's meant with a lot of love. I'll see you shortly.
No, Will Coward was a charmer. As a writer he was Brahma. Velvet jackets and pyjamas, the gay divorce and other dramas. There have been some clever bastards.
Lucky Peters,
there have been some clever bastards. Van Gogh did some eyeball pleasers. He must have been a pencil squeezer. He didn't do a Mona Lisa. That was an Italian geezer. There have been some clever bastards.
Lucky bleeders.
There have been some clever bastards. Einstein can't be classed as witless. He claimed atoms were the littlest. When you did a bit of splittingness, frighten everybody shitless. There have been some clever bastards.
Probably got help from their mom, who had help from her mom.
There have been some clever bastards.
Now that we've had some, let's hope that there's lots more to come.
Clever bastards.
Lucky bleeders.
There have been some clever bastards. Okie dokie. Oh, Segovia. There have been some clever bastards.
All you Mormons who like cussing, you are going to hell. All you preachers who like fucking, you are going to hell. Little boys that choke the chicken, you are going to hell. It's the nature of evolution, the dinosaurs went to hell. Hell, 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 it's a wonderful place. It's a place of fire and brimstone. Politicians, you are going to hell. Magic Jesus apparitions send you to hell. Buddhist monks without God, you are going to hell. Those of you dissecting frogs, you are going to hell. Hell, 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 it's a wonderful place. It's a place of fire and brimstone. I need a beer. That was pretty good. Okay. All you Catholics wearing condoms, you are going to hell. All us fatties eating bonbons, we are going to hell. Unbaptized babies learn to limbo, purgatory's hell. And your religion is a gamble, and you are going to hell. Hell, 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 it's a wonderful place. It's a place of fire and brimstone.
Check this shit out. Check this shit out. It's gonna change your life.
The ones with the men who thought that it'd be eight. All the pages of the Bible, he can camel's anything. In 1913, he died of a stroke when he tried to eat the books of kings. Eat the books of kings. Eat the books of kings.
That's a message for all of you out there who think that Christmas is a religious holiday. We're all going to hell, ha 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 ha. Especially in the Christmas break. Certainly if anyone drinks and drives, they probably are quite quickly. Bring the mood up, Tim, that's good. So that's the end of the show. That was The Bastard Fairies, We're All Going to Hell, and you should check out the video for that on YouTube, because that's the famous one, which was O'Reilly baiting for Bill O'Reilly on Fox, who I accidentally, because we don't really get Fox over, I'm sure we probably do, but it's on cable and shit, or satellite. I've never watched Bill O'Reilly, and I was watching it thinking, this guy is a crank. You're talking about the rise of machines, and, you know, ooh, crop circles, it's the end of the world, you know. But they put him on a bloody news station, which is pretty crazy. And this 8-year-old girl who was sort of hired to basically bait him, and it's worked very well, and it was interesting how the Republicans and preachers quite happily will bring their children out, like Mary Cheney, and also Jerry Falwell, will bring out their children, bring out your dad, bring out your children, and indoctrinate them, and you know, sort of make them do tricks on television, and talk about how much they love God and Jesus. But as soon as someone does the same, they get all really upset, which is quite funny. I think it was perfectly fine with children saying that the wrongs of the world are through religion, and people who are mistaking the word of God. I think I'm quite happy with that, even though I'm sure other people maybe not. But yes, that's Tim's Christmas message. I was actually going to play a message from Henry Rollins about the internet and privacy, but just go and search for Henry Rollins on there, and it's the one about internet freedom. I think it's freedom of speech, Henry Rollins. Have a look on YouTube. It's very well worth, and that would be the alternate Christmas message for me, getting someone like Henry Rollins, or if you could bring him back to life, Bill Hicks, to actually, maybe Ed Izzard, to be very bizarre, and give an alternate Christmas message to the usual crap we get from the Queen. I'm not a monarchist either. I'm making friends by the truckload here. So anyway, I hope you have a good Yule or Christmas season or Winterfest or Kwanzaa or one of them, or Hanukkah, or one of the many millions of other ones. Certainly big ups to the pagans out there. I hope you have a good Yule. I will be trying to have a good Yule, even though I'm not really pagan, but I will be sort of more worshipping on those lines. So, especially when it comes to drinking, certainly. But I don't know if that really is part of it. Candles, fire, maybe. So, before I get myself into even more trouble, the last track I'm going to play is 2006, because this will be the last show. I was thinking, oh, what should I play? And I was looking through and my sort of top-rated list in iTunes, and I espied Bonzo Dog Band, and it has to be Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. They were one of the bands that I got into this year. I think I'd better go into the song before I do any more drunken rambling. Yes, Christmas drunken rambling. Yes, happy Christmas. I'm drunk. No, I'm not. But anyway, I had to play Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, and there is one song I had to play, and this is We Were Wrong by Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Have a good 2006 and early 2007, and I'll speak to you in 2007.
So young and so in love. That rosy English day at the Brighton race courses. The wind blew my skirt up and it frightened the horses. We were wrong, but so young and so very in love. Unashamedly drunk.
Steady,
we were wrong, but so young and so awfully in love. 'Cause I'm going to Rhino over your lino.
I'm going to Rhino with you.
In all kinds of leather, we Rhino
together.
We'll keep right away through.
Jewelry breakfast, the gratis champagne. The hours I spent wiping it off my hired DJ.
We were wrong, but so young and so frightfully in love. We were wrong, but so young and so desperately in love.
We'll be right back.